Day 2, Your Identity Restored. Devotional, identity crisis is real, especially after we've made significant mistakes. The prodigal son returned home convinced he was no longer worthy to be called a son. He was ready to settle for being just a servant. But his father had a different perspective entirely. The moment he saw his son, he didn't see failure or unworthiness, he saw his beloved child who belonged in the family. The ring the father placed on his son's finger wasn't just jewelry, it was a declaration of restored identity. It said, "You are still my son. You still belong here. You still carry my name." Many of us live with a servant mentality when God has called us to sonship and daughtership. We feel like we have to earn our place, prove our worth, or work our way back into good standing. But that's not how family works. A child doesn't earn their place in the family, they belong because of who they are, not what they've done. Your identity as God's child isn't based on your past mistakes or future performance. It's based on His unchanging love and the fact that you're created in His image. When shame whispers that you're not worthy, remember the ring. Remember that God looks at you and declares, "You are still my child. You still belong in my house." Bible verse. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of His household. Ephesians 2:19. Reflection question. In what ways do you struggle with feeling worthy to be called God's child, and how does understanding your identity as His son or daughter change how you approach Him? Quote, is there a part of you that feels unworthy to be called a son or daughter of God? Like, have you done something that makes you feel like you've done something so bad that your identity, that your sonship, your daughtership, cannot be restored? Prayer, Lord, help me to see myself through your eyes, not through the lens of my failures or shame. Remind me daily that my identity as your child is secure, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are and your love for me. Help me to live confidently in this identity. Amen.